Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of the My Muddlings podcast. I'm your host Julianne and I'm recording on Wednesday, May 20th, 2015. I must apologise first up for the radio silence, but motivation and health have not really been my friends of late, unfortunately. So thought I'd jump back into it today, see how we go. Hopefully I don't sniff or cough or have to do anything strange. And today's segments will include, on a personal note, sewing adventures, on the needles, off the needles, newly cued, and I've got a book review as well. So before we get started, I'd like to share some ways that you can get in touch with me if you'd like to. The easiest way is probably via email, and I can be reached at julianec@mymuddlings.com, and I'll spell that, that's J-U-L-I-E-A-N-N-E-C at mymuddlings.com, or you can comment on the show notes blog, which can be found at mymuddlingspodcast.wordpress.com. I also have a Facebook page, and that's just at facebook.com/mymuddlings, and I can be found on Ravelry, Instagram, and Twitter as Anne of Julie. Just a note, though, I don't use Twitter that much, but you can contact me there, and I will get back to you. So since I haven't recorded for a little while, I have been knitting up a storm, however, and I figured just to keep things a little bit more condensed and a little bit... less time consuming, I would only go through the most recent things that I've finished and projects that I'm currently working on. Just to keep it just a little bit shorter for everybody. So I want to start today on a personal note, and I thought I'd just talk a little bit about some issues that I have that kind of do get in the way of me achieving things that I do want to achieve, which is, things like doing this podcast. Like a lot of people, I suffer from depression and anxiety, and these things often do hinder my life. They make it very hard for me to, maintain jobs and just trying to maintain a healthy, happy mental state, which I do struggle with. And partly the reason that there's been rather a large gap between my podcasts is I have had a bit of a bad patch recently. I'm getting much better now. I'm feeling almost back to normal. But then on top of that, I've also had constant colds and strange episodes of random pain and all sorts of things that have come up that I've just felt really quite terrible mentally and physically. So, these are things, I'm not going to go too in-depth with them because, it is personal, but just as a little bit of just to let you know, I guess, that these are issues that I deal with, and even doing this podcast is a point of anxiety for me, putting myself out into the world and leaving myself open to, even just interactions from people. It sometimes can be a bit confronting, but... These are things that I need to learn. These are everyday skills that are required. So, I thought, the podcast I think is healthy for me. It makes me a bit brave and allows me to speak to people and hopefully have them speak back. And this is a good thing for me. So I'm hoping to recommit to this podcast and to be able to podcast more regularly. Simply because I do so much knitting for one thing is I'm thinking I'm going to try and do it either weekly or fortnightly, at the very, very least monthly. So that I can be brave and, invite conversation. And, I really hope that, you guys understand, the obstacles that I do have with my issues, and just like to say thank you if you're listening and you've come back. Welcome, of course, to new listeners, but if you've come back, thank you very much for sticking with me through this break, and I hope to be talking to you a lot more regularly. Okay, let's get on to the graphs. So first up, we've got sewing adventures. And I have one item to talk about today. And this is something that I attempted back in February, actually. And I attempted to sew a sweetheart dress for my older niece's birthday. And that was the 15th of February. And this dress is by one of my favourite designers, and that's Shannon Cook of Very Shannon. The dress is available as a PDF download for $9.95 Canadian. I've put a link to the shop page in my show notes if you'd like to go and have a look or maybe purchase the pattern. All the pieces print out on one piece of paper, which was really not all all of the pattern pieces for the dress are no more than one page each, so there's no sticking together pages. So there are three pattern pieces. There's the bodice front, bodice back, and a heart-shaped template. And the skirt is just two basic rectangles of fabric that get gathered and put between the bodice lining and the outer. Unfortunately, I didn't have a lot of success with this dress. It took me absolutely ages to get the bodice together, as you need to press a half inch seam allowance on curved edges for the arms and the neck. And I really absolutely hate having to press in seam allowances. I prefer to, sew things inside out, turn the right side out, and there you go. Hey presto, I really don't like doing the ironing in, and especially because they were on curved edges too. I can deal with it if they're straight edges, but these were fully curved arm side edges. And to be honest, if I'd known that there was so much hem folding under, or seam allowance folding, I actually probably wouldn't purchase this pattern. So if it's something that you don't like as well, maybe, you know, take my advice and give this one a miss. Although it is a really, really cute pattern, and the little love heart cutout on the back is really sweet. So, you know, I love the finished product, but maybe getting there is not really something that I enjoy. And, you know, I was playing with it for quite a few days trying to get it to work out, and finally got the bodice together. And I did miss my niece's birthday through all the fiddling around. And I managed to get the bodice to work. And then I went on to trying to insert the skirt. And I kind of really hit a brick wall with the skirt. It's a very voluminous skirt. There's a lot of fabric, and I had no end of trouble trying to gather up all the material. And I actually really hate gathering as well. I find it really fiddly. And in the end, while I was trying to gather it, the thread actually snapped. So I'm pretty sure I said a few choice words, and I put it to the side, and I actually have not gone back to it. And it is now nearly June, and my poor little niece didn't get her dress. So actually my younger sister's going to be going over to Sydney, which is where my half-sisters and my nieces and nephews live. And so I'm going to try and get this skirt into the bodice before she goes in June, so she can take it and give it to my little niece. Because I do feel really, really bad. She's the only one of my nieces and nephews that didn't get a present for her birthday this year. And, you know, worst auntie in the world. I just have to really try and figure out how I'm going to get that skirt in. I don't know whether I'm going to just re-sew the gathering threads, or whether I'll maybe chop out some of the volume of the skirt and do some pleats or something, just to take up some of the volume, so she'll still have a bit of a, you know, poofy skirt. And so I will keep you posted, and I'll let you know how I go next podcast. All right, let's get on to the knitting segment. So on the needles, I'm going to start today with the Pomme de Pin cardigan, which is by Amy Christophers. This is something that I'm knitting for me, which feels like I haven't done a lot of that lately, although probably looking at my projects I actually have. it is a sport weight V-necked bottom-up cardigan, and it's got a pinecone lace pattern in it. It features very wide ribbing on the bottom edge and the wrists, and it's got sort of, I think it almost creates a shawl collar that gets knit as part of the button bands. The pattern is available via Ravelry. I'll get my words out in a moment. Via Ravelry, and it's a download, and it is available for $7. I was actually gifted this pattern for my birthday back in October 2013, and it's pretty much been something that I've wanted to knit since before then, from when I actually added it to my queue. And I'm knitting this one from some Knit Picks Wool of the Andes Sport in the colourway Bramble Heather, which is, I think, it's sort of a creamy milk chocolate heathered brown. It's really pretty, and it's knitting up beautifully, and I really like the yarn. The yarn, it's soft, but it's got sort of a crunchiness to it, if that makes sense. I believe it's Peruvian Highland wool. I'm a big fan of this wool, and I'm actually even using felted joins, because you can felt it really well, so I've got no ends to weave in, which is not really a task that I mind. I don't mind weaving in the ends, because to me, I leave them mostly to the end, and I know once I'm weaving in ends that my item's nearly finished, so I really don't have any problem with weaving in ends, but I have been felting the joins in this one between balls. And I am now knitting the sleeves. I've done all of the body and behind the neck. I'm doing the sleeves actually two at a time on a very long circular. Magic looping it on one very long circular. And it's actually the first time I've done two at a time for anything. I've not done two at a time socks or anything like that. I'm really having fun with it. I have put it aside a little bit because I had to finish something else, which I will talk about off the needles. It is something that I want to pick up again. But I've found that I am becoming a little bit more monogamous, which was one of my goals actually at the start of the year. And I've oscillated pretty much since I wrote that goal. I only want to do one or two projects at a time versus, I get so bored, I want to do lots and lots of projects at a time. I guess I've now come back to, I want to be more monogamous. And I've mostly been working on just one project at a time at the moment. And the project that I've mostly been working on this week is my second item for On the Needles, and that is the Bonnie Banks shawl. And this is a fairly new pattern, and it is by Beatrice Perron Darlin. I think that's what it is, if I can read my iPad correctly. Yes, Darlin. And this is available via Ravelry. It is a $5 download. It uses DK weight yarn, and the yardage specified is between 600 and 700 yards. And this is a fairly new pattern. And it was created on May 11th, 2015. So yes, it's very new. I'm only one of two projects that are currently being done. And this is a triangle shawl, and it is knit from, I guess, the top down. So your rows are getting longer and longer. And it includes texture and eyelets, and they're kind of geometric eyelets as well, which is, if you've heard my podcast before, you know I like the geometrics. They are kind of arrows that you create with double yarn over eyelets. So yeah, I'm really enjoying this one. I was quite unwell on Monday and just wanted to curl up and watch some TV, and so I cast this one on then because I kind of got enabled by one of my my Ravelry and Instagram friends who is Sally, and she's in Tasmania, I believe, and her Ravelry handle is Sally Ravels. So she's the only other project for this actual shawl. Yeah, she posted it on Instagram, and I just looked at it and went, ooh, I like that one. So it immediately went in my favourites, and then on Monday when I wasn't feeling too flash, I thought, oh, I'm just going to cast this on. I didn't want to have anything that I had to think about shaping or fiddling around with a large magic loop. So I cast this one on, and I'm up to, I think last night I finished my third pattern repeat. So basically the large eyelet arrows, you increase the number of them that you do as you get, you know, as the shawl gets larger. I'm using some Panda Eversley yarn. It is in a chateau colourway. I'm not actually really sure how to describe the colour. Let me just pick up the shawl that's next to me here. It's almost, I think it's almost a natural sort of beigey colour, I would say. In different lights, it does look a little bit grey, or like, you know, that grey sort of pale, very pale purple grey. But then other times, yeah, it does look beige. So I don't really know how to describe it. The picture that I have on my project page on Ravelry has a filter on it. So it's not completely representative of what the colour is, but you can surely have a look there. I'd say it's probably closer to a pale beige. But yeah, I think it's going to be a really lovely shawl to have. It is very simple, very easy to follow, but it does give a really great effect, and it's very textured. And I'm really loving this one. It's a very nice knit. So now we can get on to off the needles. And the first one I'm going to talk about is the Blue Sands cardigan. Now, I've had this on the needles for a very, very long time. I cast it on the 12th of October last year. And now this was the one that I was knitting for my mum. And I'll just talk a little bit about the pattern because I haven't spoken about it for a little while. It is the Blue Sand cardigan, and I don't know how to say their name, but it's La Maison Rilili or Rillier. I'm not really flush with the French. I don't really know how it works. And this pattern's available as a Ravelry download, and it's €6.90, which is about Australian $10, $9.99. I'm knitting this one out of Bendigo Woolen Mills Luxury, and it's a really lovely yarn. It's really beautiful, and I'm knitting my mum. I have knit for my mum the 46 inch size, just so she's got lots of space in it. So I completed this on the 16th of May, and I was, to be honest, very, very glad that this was over. As I said, it's been going since October last year, and at times it really felt like a slog. Because it's very long. I put it on, and I'm taller than my mum, and it actually goes down below my backside. Because it does have short rows on the bottom edge that makes it a little bit longer at the back than at the front. But yes, it went all the way down past my backside, so it's very long. It's got full length sleeves, and there's a lot of ribbing and short rows to create the neckline, and with an I-cord bind off around the wrists and the neckband. And right at the end of this, in the middle there, I was like, oh, will this never finish? I'm so over this. But towards the end, I actually really got excited about finishing it, and I just really hammered it out. And I'm really pleased that it's done. If you go and have a look at my project page, you'll see that there's not actually any completed pictures of the cardigan. And this is because I haven't given it to my mum yet. And she said to me, because I was going to take it to show her when I went to visit. And she said, no, I don't want to see it until it's finished. So I'm keeping it a complete secret. I think I'll be giving it to her this week. So then I can pop some photos up, and maybe if she deigns to model for me, I'll pop some of her up as well. So for this one, I used 1,909 yards. So that's, you know, when you think about it, it's nearly 2 kilometres worth of yarn that I've knit into this cardigan. So, yeah, it really, really was a labour of love. And now that I've actually finished it, and that excitement that I had at the end of, you know, knitting it, I actually kind of want to start one for myself, which was always my plan, was to make one for myself. But I would need to purchase yarn, and with me no longer working at the moment, we just don't have the funds. Plus, I've got probably a year's worth of yarn that I've got to knit in my stash anyway, so that might have to wait until next winter, I think. Along with that, I have used up all of the yarn for that one, and I was knitting the sleeves, and you know, as you do, you kind of, because it's all knit in one piece, you kind of do one sleeve at a time. It's just with the weight and the size of that cardigan, there was no way I was going to be able to do two sleeves at once. I got all the way down to just about to start the ribbing on one sleeve, and I thought, hang on, I think I've got not enough yarn in one of the colours. So I stopped that sleeve, I started knitting on the other sleeve, got down to, I think, about 4 rows before I would transition colour again, and I ran out of yarn. So, quite devastating, really. So I had to undo the bottom of the sleeve that I'd already done down to the ribbing, and I ended up having two ends of the same colour attached to two different sleeves, and I basically knit off one sleeve onto the other sleeve until I made them even, so that I could use up the maximum amount of that colour. So the brown block on each of the sleeves is, I think I ended up getting it either 2 or 3 rows shorter than what it required, which is fine. I was happy with that. Is, you know, 2 or 3 rows, who's really going to notice? Nobody's going to notice, and besides, nobody will know. That was a bit sad, because I had to pull out half, you know, well, not half a sleeve, but a quarter of a sleeve. And I've kind of, along with being a bit more monogamous, one of my new kicks is to finish the yarn that I'm using. So basically, you know, I had some left over of this one, and for Mother's Day I actually knit Mum some mitts, and that's a pattern that I've done before. It's a 75 yard Malabrigo mitts, and I made those out of the purple colour that was part of her cardigan. And also, after I finished the cardigan, I knit a matching cowl. So because I ran out of the brown, I only had the pale sort of grey colour and the purple, so I just striped those together and made a matching cowl. So Mum will be getting that this week as well with her cardigan. So she'll be all set with her mitts and cowl and cardigan. So I really hope she likes it. I think she will. If not, I'm happy to adopt it. It's just the right size for me. So look out, Mum. I might steal it anyway. All right, the next thing that I finished was the Liaison Tee, which is by Alison Diacusan from the Knit Picks book, Kotlin 2014 collection. And the pattern's available for a download via the Knit Picks website, and it's Australian dollars $6.49, because they now have an Australian store. Or in the book, which is how I bought it, as a download for $11.69, $12.99 for the download. It was $11.69 on the sale, but because I wrote these show notes a little while ago, but it's no longer on sale, so just ignore me. It's a basic sleeveless tee, which has this really cool lace triangle feature up the front. I think it's got about, you end up with about 6 triangles going up the front. It's just done with eyelets. And it's worked from the bottom up. In the round, you start with some ribbing, and then the front and the back are worked separately. You join them at the shoulder with a 3 needle bind off, and then you pick up your neckline and your armholes, and you just work those in some ribbing. So I thought this would be, you know, great to wear on its own in summer, you know, or with a tank, really, probably, because you know, don't want to show everything through those eyelet triangles. Just with the tank in summer, be nice and airy. It's out of the Knit Picks Cotlin, which is a 70% cotton, 30% linen blend. And I have actually also worn it in the cooler months. Obviously, it's autumn here in Australia. I wore it over a long sleeve t-shirt and it was great. So the Cotlin colour that I'm using is the Harbour colourway, and this is a really pretty sort of darkish teal. That one got finished on April 30th. I knit that up in 25 days, so it goes really quickly. It's not a huge, I mean, obviously there's no sleeves or anything like that. I did the 44 inch size, which for my bust size is no ease. So, but it does, obviously, because it's made of cotton, it does stretch a little bit. I think I washed it after 2 wears because, yeah, it is stretched out quite a bit. But yeah, that's a really good one. I really like that. And the Cotlin was quite good to work with. I think I did find it fatigued my hands a little bit, because neither cotton nor linen has a lot of stretch to it. But yeah, it was quick, easy, great pattern. I may end up knitting some more of those, I think. Perhaps in a one size smaller, I think. I think I could get away with that. And maybe a touch longer, actually. I don't mind it as it is, but I probably would like it just a little bit longer. So maybe just some more ribbing just to give it a bit of extra length. And as I said about using up all of the leftovers, I have actually done my next things off the needles are a couple of dishcloths. I'm a long-time listener of the Knit Picks podcast, and Kelly on there is always talking about her dishcloths and or face washes that she knits out of cotton and linen yarn. So I thought, well, this is a mix of both. I had a look on the Knit Picks website, and they've got on their blog 52 weeks of dishcloths posts. You can find them all together there. And so I picked out a couple, and I did the Ricochet lace dishcloth and the King Charles dishcloth. Now, both of those were knit out of leftovers of the Cotlin, and I used 64 yards for the Ricochet and 59 yards for the King Charles. Just let me go back. Sorry, I'm using my iPad. And 39 yards for the Ricochet lace dishcloth. Both very quick, very straightforward. I still have some of this yarn left, and I have cast on another dishcloth, but I actually haven't created a project page for it yet on Ravelry, which is very strange for me because I usually do that straight away. And it's basically a slip stitch V dishcloth, I think it's called, something like that. So I will hopefully get that finished before the next podcast, and I can talk about that then. But yeah, I've been using those just in the shower as a face washer, just to, you know, exfoliate a little bit, just gently buff my skin, you know, make myself all glowing. So yeah, I'm quite liking it. The King Charles dishcloth stretched out a lot. I think it's because I knit it on too large a gauge. I probably should have gone down to a smaller needle. But it's all good. It works. There's no worries at all. So yeah, if you're interested in trying those, definitely check out the Knit Picks podcast and have a look for those dishcloths. Knit Picks website. I've done it again. The blog on Knit Picks website, and find those free patterns on there. And finally, for off the needles, I made the triangle mitts, which were from a Knit Picks pattern. And these are a colourwork mitt that is actually worked flat, which I thought was quite strange because you often hear that colour work is knit in the round. But these were actually knit flat and seamed. And they were a very good learning curve, I guess you could say, for me. I'm usually a tight knitter and, you know, I knit mostly in continental now, you know, that way of knitting that I said that I couldn't do. I knit mostly continental now because it's a lot easier on my hands and my wrists and I don't get the fatigue that I used to. And yeah, usually I need to go up a needle size to get gauge. So for things that I don't do swatches for, so mitts, scarves, cowls, hats, I don't do swatches for those. I usually just go up a needle size and off I go. But these ones I went up a needle size, so I did them on 3.5mm and 4mm needles, so obviously the smaller one for the ribbing. I believe they were supposed to be knit on 3.5, and I've made them too big. Obviously being a little bit looser with my floats for the colour work, just because I don't want them all pinched together, and I did them on the 4mm, and I think I probably should have done them on the 3.5mm. So that's just something that I need to, because I'm only new to colour work. This is only really my second project, I believe, with colour work. And it's something that I need to keep in mind that for colour work, because I'm a little bit looser with my floats and things like that, I should stick to a smaller needle. So it's a bit disappointing. They are a little bit big, but I can still wear them. They're not so big that it looks like I've got, you know, massive, you know, foam fingers from the football or whatever on my hands. And they're made out of Wool of the Andes Sport Weight, which was the yarn that I spoke about earlier, and I really love it. And I've done them in the Amethyst Heather, Dove Heather, and Marina colorways. So we've got a purple, a aqua, and a very, very soft light grey. And as these, you know, these ones were seamed, I think if I were to make these again, I would adapt the pattern to do it in the round, because I think I would get a much better gauge. And purling in colour work and having to deal with the floats on the back is not very pleasant, I must say. I love the final product, I love the colours, but they weren't the easiest thing to knit flat. That was the triangle mitts pattern, and that was by Emily Kintig. I did make the large size of those as well, so I probably could have made the smaller size. So that was from the book that I'm actually going to review at the end of the podcast. So that was the 2015 Spring Accessories Collection from Knit Pigs. So before I get to the book review, I'll have a chat about my newly queued patterns. And I've been on a bit of a cardigan kick lately, and mostly long line ones as well. I like the long sort of cardigans that go sort of, you know, past your waist and onto the backside area. Preferably cover up the backside area. The first one that I'd like to talk about is the Watson cardigan, and this is by Alison Lohliger. The cardigan was actually inspired, this is all from the pattern page, by Lucy Liu's Dr. Watson from the Elementary TV series. I haven't seen the show myself, but I have seen pictures, and she's always wearing a long white cardigan, and this cardigan was inspired by that. I really love the feminine details on this cardigan. Like, there's little, I'm not sure if they're cables or if they're just little lace motifs on the cuff stitches in between the ribbing, which is really cute. And it's got like a lace ribbing in the collar. It's knit in a fingering weight yarn, and it is seamless, and you use a provisional cast on and a top down raglan shaping for this one. The sizes are from 30 inch to 50 inch, and they call for 920 to 1785 yards of yarn. And the patterns available via Ravelry is a download for $6.50 Australian. This one's actually, that cardigan I will actually be starting fairly soon. Once I finish my pomme de pin, I will be casting on probably two cardigans. one of which I'll speak about in a moment. But the second newly cued pattern is the Ink Cardigan by Hannah Maskiewicz. I hope I said that right. I don't think I did. I apologise, Hannah. This is also a fingering weight cardigan knit from the collar down. What I love about this cardigan is it's got larger cable sections that run along the collar and out to the side seams. And they also are on the outside of the forearm as well. And I really, really want this cardigan. I can't wait to own this one because it's so pretty. The sizes range from extra small to 2XL, which uses between 1225 and 1750 yards of yarn. And this pattern's also available via Ravelry download for US $6. And the final pattern I'd like to talk about is the Café au Lait cardigan by Clever Knits. It's a cabled cardigan with yarn overs. And again, it's in a fingering weight yarn. And it's designed to be oversized with lots of positive ease. There are three sizes, and they run from 36 inches to 60 inches, and it calls for 1460 to 1888 yards of yarn. I was introduced to this pattern actually by Michelle from one of my favourite blogs, My So-Called Handmade Life, where she showed off her version, and it was knit from Knitpix palette yarn in the Comfrey colourway, which is a lovely soft heather. And it turned out so beautifully that I immediately favourited this pattern. And soon after I added it to my queue, I'll knit it. I have already picked out my yarn for this one, and I also want to knit it in the palette yarn. So, I think I'm going to pick sort of a nice teal color cause I'm a bit on a teal color, kick at the moment. Blue is one of my favorite things to wear. So, bluey green is all good. So I'd like to get on to a book review. It's my first book review, so bear with me. I hope I do okay with it. this is actually a book that I now have in my collection and is the Knitpix 2015 Spring Accessories Collection. And the, you know, being a lover of geometric shapes and designs, I really love this book because there's lots of them. There are 26 patterns in this book, and I actually have four of them in my queue, plus I knit those fingerless mitts. So there's some hat patterns, there's some sock patterns, there's some shawl patterns. There's even a shawl that is, you could probably almost call it a blanket. It's very, very large. But I thought I'd probably, because there's so many patterns, I might just talk about the ones that I've queued so that, you know, I can at least talk about some of them. And there's a lot of colour work in this book, a lot in the form of stripes, colour blocking, along with sort of, I guess, I'm not an expert on colour work, so I could be using the terms incorrectly, but there's some ferrule, which is two colours at once on any one row, and it does appear, I'm not sure, intarsia I think is the other one. feel free to chime in and correct me if I'm wrong, but yes, so the ones that I have in my queue, there's lots of bright colours in this. I love them. There's lots of teals, so there's that, you know, really into that teal colour that I'm liking at the moment. And the four that are in my queue are the Bias Cowl is the first one, and this is by Stephanie Bold. And it uses three different colours of Knitpix Stroll, I believe, is what they prescribe for this one. And it's an infinity scarf that is knit on the bias, so all the stripes are on a diagonal. And the size is 38 inches circumference by 6 inches wide, and it calls for about 693 yards. And the sample that they've knit here is knit in a pink, white, and teal. And it uses different size stripes. So there's a large section of pink, you know, a smaller section of white, and then the white and teal stripes are the same size. So I believe this one is just in stockinette, and Yes, obviously knit on the bias. Oh no, I believe it's actually garter stitch, sorry. I will correct myself. So yeah, that one's really cool. The next one is the Infinity Scarf, is another favourite of mine. And this has got sort of just mostly stripes. It's knit with a provisional cast on, and then you, I assume, Kitchener the ends together so that it's a complete, you know, all-in-one Infinity Scarf knit as a tube. And this has stripes and some diamond motif as well. And this one is 6.25 inches wide, sorry, and it's by 59 inches in circumference. So it's another Infinity Scarf. It looks nice and big, nice and cozy. They suggest Knit Picks palette for this one, and it has quite a few colours. I think there's something like 9 colours in it, so it's very colourful. So yeah, that's a really great one. Next one is the Polka Dot Stripes Cowl by Christina Wall. And this one is, again, colourworks. There's 3 colours in this one. There's like a red, a grey and a white. And it's a fingering weight in their comfy yarn, which is, I believe, a cotton and acrylic. And this one is also knit in the round and grafted at the end to create the Infinity Scarf. And it's in stockinette and with the colourwork. So basically the pink is used as polka dots and the grey and the white is striped. So yeah, that one's really nice. I like that one. And with the cotton, it should be nice and light as well, not too hot for those, you know, for spring and autumn and things like that. The last pattern from the book that I have queued is the Pyramids, and these are another colourwork pattern, and there's 5 different colours in it, and it has a combination of horizontal, vertical stripes and some triangles as well. And there's pretty much, apart from the stripes, the horizontal stripes, there's mostly more than one colour or 2 colours per row. So I think these are going to be really challenging. It calls for 5 different colours of Knit Picks palette, but only very small amounts of each. They say here that it's an easy to memorise colourwork pattern, which I kind of, I guess, might be true. But I kind of, looking at the complexity of how complex it looks, I might, you know, I'm a little bit sceptical, but I won't know until I actually knit them. But yeah, those are really great. And all of these are available on the Knit Picks website, so you can buy obviously a hard copy book, you can buy a PDF book, and you can also buy the patterns individually. So yeah, the book is pretty good value. At the moment on the Australian Knit Picks website, it is available for $25.99 for a hard copy, and the retail is Australian dollars $32.49, so it's a pretty good saving there. And really, for under $26, you get 26 patterns. I think it's a pretty good deal. And I probably will end up knitting almost all of the patterns in this book. I don't know. Probably the only thing I'm probably not that keen on knitting would be the socks, because I don't really see, personally, the point of going too out there with your socks. I don't mind a little bit of lace, a little bit of patterns, but colour blocking and things like that, it's all too hard for socks. But other than that, I'll probably be knitting pretty much all of the patterns in this book. So, of course, I will be sure to keep you posted on the podcast here. So I think that's all I've got for you today. A little bit rusty, a little bit not quite all there, tripping over my words, but as I said, I have been a little bit unwell this week, so I've been having trouble with my nose, so I've been a bit preoccupied, but hopefully it's not too bad for you guys to listen to. And again, I would like to very sincerely thank you for coming back if you have listened to my podcast before, and welcome to new listeners. And of course, I forgot to mention it earlier, I do have a group on Ravelry. So if you're a knitter and you're on there, look for the My Muddlings podcast group. You can post there, say hi. I'd love to hear from you. Of course, you can friend me on Ravelry if you'd like to. And my username is Anne of Julie. So yeah, I guess until next episode, happy crafting. Thanks. Bye.